This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Going to do a little podcast here on the 25th of October, talking about the conditions that you can find in smallmouth fishing on both the North and the South Forks of the Shenandoah River. As a youngster growing up in Edinburgh in the 40s and 50s, I remember the serious bass fishermen taking their vacations at this time of the year. These fellas figured they had a real good chance in late October through November to catch big bass. Now, these guys were all bait fishermen. Their number one bait to use was the real Mad Tom. And as a youngster, I used to seine these to sell them and seine hundreds and hundreds of those. These fellas would actually go to the deeper parts of the river, anchor their boat or fish off the bank, and fish these live Mad Toms right down close to the bottom. Now, today, as a fly fisherman, I use the Murray's Mad Tom Sculpin in both black and olive in a size 4 to fish for these fish. I want to fish these in the deepest pools I can find, either by wading or floating. Often I'll use a sinking tip line, such as the Scientific Angler Mastery Sink Tip 3 or the Teeny 200 sinking head, and swim these slowly across the stream bottom by stripping them 6 inches about every 10 seconds, and move all the way down through the deep pool in this way. Now, since you're fishing these so deeply, and these bass are lethargic anyway, you want to be super alert for the strike. And the best way to achieve that is, as you're working downstream, pivot your body with the current as the current pulls the fly down deep. In other words, you want your rod tip pointed where the line is coming out of the water so you can feel that strike the instant he picks it up. Then I like to hit him with both the rod, and I strike hard with my line hand. The first hint of a strike, I zap him as quickly as I can. And that telegraphs that strike right down to them as quickly as you can. Now, the best areas that I'm finding for this type fishing are between Edinburgh and Tom's Brook on the North Fork. In the South Fork, I like the area from Luray downstream for about the next 15 miles. If you want to stop in the fly shop in Edinburgh, I'll be glad to go over all the maps with you and show you these areas that I'm fishing. But this is good from now, probably for all the way through November. If you're willing to work, you're not going to catch a whole lot of fish, but you've got a chance of catching some very big fish. If you have any questions on any of this, just give me a call at the fly shop or stop in here. I'm at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.